بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين وعلى أولاده وعلى أصحابه. When flicking through the pages of history, we come across two sets of pages that discuss the event of Karbala. One set of pages is dark, pages retelling a story full of atrocities, brutality, and hard-heartedness from the side of Imam Hussein's enemies. But another set of pages are white and full of light, pages that retain a heavenly and epic story in which Imam Hussein manifested the peak of humanity, greatness, purity, and sacrifice. What a historical event! What an amazing history combining tragedy and fortune in one place. But what makes the story of Karbala worth remembering for so many centuries and investing so much time and effort into its commemoration? When we focus on the dark pages, we find that this tragedy doesn't deserve to be remembered as a great event. No doubt, many lessons can be learned from any such bitter event. As Luqman was asked, "Where did you learn such good manners from?" he replied, "By observing the ill-mannered." So this side of the story has many comparable tragic events which have happened across history, in the olden times, in Middle Ages, even in recent years. A simple example is the dropping of atomic bombs on innocent civilians, young and old, men and women, less than a century ago. In the East and the West, stories of tragic events are just endless. But this story looks different when reading through the other set of pages. All of a sudden, the same tragic event proves to contain enormous value and is worthy of remembrance. When looking through these pages, the story is incomparable to any other historical event. From this angle, the tragedy revolves around the lofty personalities present on that day, the lofty goals they inculcated, and the values they expressed, and this deserved to be cherished, remembered, and studied with scrutiny. Although better people existed before Imam Hussein, the likes of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Zahra, yet such an event had not taken place for any of them. There has never been a day like the day of Ashura, companions like the companions in Karbala, and a sacrifice like the sacrifice of Hussein. This event is one of the greatest examples of what Allah was talking about when He answered the angels, "Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun." Unlike the other side of the story, the dark pages, which the angels were referring to when they said that humans are man yufsidu fiha wa yasfiku ad-dima. We mourn Ashura not simply because a tragedy took place. No, we mourn Ashura because the tragedy that took place involves the purest of humans, the awliya of Allah, the representative of Allah. We mourn Ashura because the epitome of justice was oppressed, the manifestation of mercy was slaughtered cruelly, the spring of knowledge was denied water, and the friends of Allah were left deserted. This is why we remember Karbala again and again and again.